climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
On this Thought Leader Thursday, if you're just joining me, I have a couple of thought leaders in the studio. We're talking about this really insightful town hall meeting that happened last night. It was put on by Stand Up for Idaho, and Sheriff Sam Holtz gave a presentation that highlighted some of the major threats facing this country and our communities. Deborah Hackey is a community activist, and her and I sat by each other last night at this meeting, and she is in studio to continue weighing in on the discussion. And Doug Toomer, who is the founder of Stand Up for Idaho and organized last night's town hall meeting, joins me to lend his perspective. That really struck me. Well, there's two things. So I first want to just say that Sheriff Holtz did a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
And I felt such a sense of confidence because he really does have our best interest at heart. And I loved that he kept referring to the Constitution. Wasn't that a beautiful thing? We're not going to do anything that violates the Constitution. And I think we see examples right now in this country of a lot of folks wanting to whittle away at the Constitution. And so I was really impressed that he kept referring back to that in everything he did. And I think there's a sense of confidence when you know that a leader in his position is referring to that important document. The other thing that I want to touch on with both of you, because I think it's so true and it connects with so many of the major issues, and that is the mentality that a lot of these folks who seek to do us harm have, that radical belief system. One of the things that Sheriff Holtz said that really was alarming to me, but I knew that it was true just from covering the kinds of stories that I do, he said that a lot of these people love death more than they love life. And that was frightening. And I loved that he was so honest in saying it's really hard to work with that kind of mentality because these people believe that they're heroes when they kill other people who don't see the world the way that they do. They think they are going to be lifted to some higher ground. Any thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably one of the biggest things that people probably have a hard time wrapping their minds around. Because just because you wouldn't do something doesn't mean somebody else wouldn't.
Right.
And it's a difference between good and evil. And we would think that. And what I try to tell people all the time, just first off, don't think that nobody's that evil, at least in my sense, in our sense, because there really are. We can see that. And Sheriff Holtz even mentioned some things last night that were just mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of how we are and, you know, how our sense of life and God and being humans and taking care of each other and all that is different than other cultures.
Very much so.
And that's hard for people to get their head around, and I see it constantly. Oh, no, that nobody would ever do that. No, people, unfortunately, that is a fact.
And I think October 7th woke a lot of us up to that sheer evil when we heard and saw these terrorists, and a lot of people don't want to call them terrorists, celebrating their brutality, trying to one-up each other. And I think that's what I thought of as you were saying this, Doug, is that for us, we can't imagine that level of brutality towards other human beings. But that goes back to that mentality that Sheriff Holtz was pointing to. They stop seeing other people as human beings, and that's a dangerous place to be.
That's exactly right. When you start seeing people as something other than a human being like yourself, then that's a problem.
Deborah, what kind of went through your mind as you heard him talking?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you on that. It was stunning that they love death over life. He referred to it as death cults.
Yes.
And the cartels being that. So, yeah, and just the description of what the sheriffs were privileged to see, just that's been shaded or covered up from our eyes, and how sickening it was to hear them, the killers, laughing and seeing the cruel ways they took lives.
Yes, it's unthinkable and unspeakable, and yet it is the reality that we have to be aware of. We're almost out of time, but Doug, I would love for you to just leave any final thoughts that you would like to on this topic.
What I would just ask people is to is to really just admit, and it's hard to admit what's going on, and look and see, wake up, if you will, and I don't mean to be rude, but start seeing what the facts are. And those facts, those things are happening here. They're happening here in Bonneville County. They're happening here in Idaho. They're happening here in the United States. We don't want them to,
right,
but the fact is that they are. And we need to, like you said earlier, we have to recognize that we have a problem. And then once we have a problem, we can start figuring out how to take care of it. This is not just a national problem. It is a state problem, and it is a community problem. And we all just need to just get involved. Get out. Talk to your neighbors. Become educated. Come to Stand Up for Idaho, okay? Because that's what we do. I have to throw that out there. But come and find out what's going on. And once you start seeing, and at Stand Up for Idaho, what we try to do is show all sides of the story, and with the intent of shining the light on the truth. Okay, and it's sometimes very, very hard to find.
Right.
With all the misinformation, disinformation, et cetera, out there.
Mm-hmm. And I want to give you a quick second to highlight what the next meeting's about.
Oh, well, next Wednesday, we're actually having Greg Pruitt of the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance coming. And there's been some legislation going on, that potentially affect the Second Amendment, our right to bear arms and stuff. And so he's going to be here next Wednesday to talk about it. That's at the Snake River Event Center at 6:30. Mm-hmm.
Should be a very lively discussion, because there are a lot of hot topics surrounding that very issue. Looking forward to that one. And Deborah, how about you? After you walked away from this good discussion last night, what is it that you would like to kind of leave with people in terms of, to your point, urging people to get more proactive?
Mm-hmm. Just connecting and chatting. And, you can do a lot of research online, but to be able to go out and physically be with people and confirm or set aside what you've seen on the internet and all that. This was real. This was our sheriff. This was local. And these are other people that have actually witnessed these things. And so I think that's a confirmation too there, that we do. We need to chat with our neighbors. We need to get involved as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. And Absolutely. It starts with that conversation. And that's kind of what we're all about here at KID News Radio, driving that conversation, bringing people to the table to have these conversations that are often difficult to have, but just because they're difficult doesn't make them any less important. So I certainly appreciate the good work both of you are doing, and thanks for being here today.
All right. Well, thank you.
Us,
yes.
Definitely.
That'll do it for me. Lars is up next.